Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. The Alaska House has passed a resolution calling on Governor Walker to declare what it calls a linguistic emergency for Alaska Native languages. KYUK's Christine Trudeau reports.
In a vote of 34 yeas to 4 nays, House Concurrent Resolution 19 passed on the House floor on Monday. The 4 nay votes came from Tammy Wilson of North Pole, Mark Newman of Wasilla, David Eastman of Wasilla, and Kathy Tilton of Wasilla, none of whom chose to speak prior to the floor vote.
A lot of state resources have been spent to diminish Alaska Native languages, and we have a responsibility to be part of bringing it back.
That's District 38 Representative Tiffany Zolkowski speaking yesterday from the House floor before the vote. Zolkowski is a co-sponsor of HCR 19. Though Representative Dan Sadler spoke in favor, he still had some reservations about how much responsibility rested within the legislature.
As a gesture of good spirit and willingness on our part to help address this issue, I'm certainly willing to support a resolution urging him to do so and wonder why he hasn't done so already.
Sadler pressed for language to, quote, encourage Alaska Native families to use and practice and pass on that Alaska Native language to their children. Representative Jonathan Christ Tompkins called that unnecessary, saying that government has already shown ways it can play a role in the revitalization of language, with examples set by programs such as Bethel's Ayaplunluknavit Immersion School.
Anchorage School District is starting a UPIC language immersion program in its World Languages Department. That is a profoundly positive thing. Kotzebue has an immersion language preschool. That is a profoundly positive thing, and that comes with public dollars. So there is a role for us.
HCR 19 was sponsored by Representative Dan Ortiz of Ketchikan, and according to his staff, Senator Donnie Olson will now sponsor the resolution for a vote in the state Senate. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.
Fairbanks officials are defending the demolition of an historic downtown building damaged by snow load over the weekend. The 112-year-old Masonic Temple on 2nd Avenue was taken down after the roof collapsed Saturday. There's been some public anger about how the situation was handled. Speaking at a city council meeting last night, Mayor Jim Matherly said a city-hired contractor initially demoed the rear section of the heavily damaged structure.
Because the wall was already caving towards the church next door, and then the back wall was leaning towards 2nd Avenue. So it was immediately taken on by the city to contain the problem.
Matherly says the city coordinated the response with the building's owner, who authorized the contractor to complete the job, including demolition of the remaining building front, where U.S. President Warren Harding delivered a speech in 1923.
It was wobbling. And what he was afraid of, the owner, is that if a good tremor hit or something knocked it down, it could have hurt or killed somebody.
Matherly stressed that all demolition costs are being paid for by the building's owner. The Masonic Temple was on the National Register of Historic Places, but had long suffered from substandard construction and neglect. Referring to the demolished building as, quote, a pile of deferred maintenance, North Star Borough Mayor Representative Brittany Smart lamented the loss to the council.
We understand that's hard for the community, but unfortunately that's what we're facing these days unless finances are put into these buildings in order to bring them up to where they need to be to save them.
Signs which adorn the front of the Masonic Temple were removed for preservation. The city of Fairbanks will apply for a federal grant to help pay for additional firefighters. During last night's meeting, the city council approved a resolution in support of applying for a $750,000 Staffing for Adequate Fire and Emergency Response, or SAFER grant, to fund the hire of 4 additional firefighters for 3 years. Mayor Matherly cited several reasons for upping staffing, most significantly a 26% rise in EMS calls and outside fire departments pulling back on responses in the city.
It's all leaning towards more firefighters for me. That's what I see, and that's what the SAFER grant can help us do.
Councilmember Jerry Cleworth questioned taking on the additional firefighters in light of the potential future cost of keeping them on staff post-grant. Cleworth suggested the city explore other options, like using private ambulances, community service patrols, EMS interns, and volunteers.
Why can't we use volunteers in the city of Fairbanks? If we have people out there who are EMTs and paramedics who are trained, and they want to come and volunteer for 4 hours a day, why not? Why do we say no to that so they have to go into the borough and volunteer?
The fire department attributes the rise in EMS demand largely to calls regarding incapacitated individuals, and Councilmember Valerie Therrien expressed concern about delays in EMS response.
When you look at the incapacitated increase of 62%, that has to be part of the opiate epidemic that our state and nation is facing. And to not be able to take care of those people because we don't have the staffing just seems incomprehensible to me.
The council approved the resolution to apply for the SAFER grant, with Cleworth the only no vote. The city expects to hear back on the grant in July. If successful, the council will consider whether or not to accept the money. Governor Bill Walker is inviting business people from around the state to participate in a trade mission to China. The Walker administration says they're especially interested in representatives of the mining and tourism industries. KUEC's Tim Ellis reports.
For the past 7 years, China's been Alaska's biggest export market. Last year, the state sold more than $1.3 billion in goods and services to China. Most of that, about $865 million worth, was for seafood and other ocean products, followed by $356 million in mineral ore.
They are a key trading partner with Alaska, and I think that's why the governor sees great opportunities.
State Transportation Commissioner Mark Lucan says zinc from the Red Dog mine in northwestern Alaska accounts for a lot of those mineral exports, along with precious metals. He says the governor believes the state's mining industry could sell more of its products to China, and he says Walker hopes the industry will be well represented on the trade mission set for May 19th through the 26th.
There are several industries in the state that would benefit from better connections with customers in China, and so I think he's open to whoever would be interested in participating.
Lucan says the governor hopes that'll also include representatives of the tourism industry. The commissioner says he's working with Chinese authorities to establish direct flights from China to Alaska to accommodate the nation's growing interest in visiting Alaska year-round.
A lot of the Chinese tourists coming to Alaska are coming in the winter, coming to Fairbanks.
Chinese tourism for Fairbanks is really driven by the aurora, so we're seeing Chinese guests come from late summer all the way through to the spring.
Deb Hickok is president and CEO of Explore Fairbanks, the tourism promotion wing of the Greater Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce. She says tourists from China and other Asian countries are increasingly coming to Alaska during the winter to view the aurora borealis.
The lion's share of our guests do come in the five-month summer period, but we have seen growth in winter tourism.
Hickok says winter tourism has grown so much over the past 10 years that it now generates 45% of the revenue Fairbanks gets from tourism annually. She says she appreciates the governor's efforts to promote greater tourism with China and that she'd like to go along on the trade mission, but she's got a schedule conflict due to a major conference she'll be attending.
We absolutely are researching and solidifying plans to intensify our efforts in mainland China.
Information on how to sign up for the governor's China trade mission is available on the website of the Alaska Office of International Trade, which, along with the State Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development, is organizing the trip. Information is also available on the Office of the Governor's website. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
And I'm Dan Bross.